do you find a fair amount of acceptance in general from the old colony leadership?
From the leadership I have, and I have all their backing, but the leadership itself has to tread lightly right now because they've found themselves in a situation where they've lended themselves to the culture and the system, and then new people come from Mexico and reprimand them, and so they have to tread very lightly, and it's hard for them, and I understand that. I appreciate the Bishop Quinn very much. He has helped me a lot, and he is willing to talk to me, and he was the first man in my class when I had it alone. He was registered with the class before Christmas, then with the teacher from St. Clair and his wife. We had an overflow, and we also kind of tutored the women, so I had those by myself. He listened in when I, because he drove her anyway, registered for that class because he liked it. He liked the newspaper idea, which he could use the next day, which is not in, was not in the ESL program then. And he sat through two classes after Christmas of the first year, one with a teacher from St. Clair and one with myself. Mm-hmm. And so,
so that was good. So he knows what's going on and is supporting.
Oh, he knows what's going on, but he was frowned upon or let know that, you know, what are you going there for? But he did appreciate that. He really did. Mm-hmm. And I felt he did and knew he did because I heard later that he shouldn't have been there as far as the rest of them were concerned. So I felt quite flattered to think that he would come.
Yeah. Did you notice when the previous bishop was around, Reimer?
I was registering with St. Clair and heard about him, went to call on him. In fact, I did call on him. He wasn't home, and the family was very tight-lipped. And he then, while I was trying to get a hold of him again, then moved to Mexico. So that was just in that transition period.
Because mm-hmm. I was wondering how you'd compare the two, but if you had not worked with the one.
No, I haven't worked with him.